Good morning and welcome to our second hour of Galesburg Live on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson with you this week, normally on Galesburg's Evening News weeknights from 5 to 6 p.m. Appreciate you listening to that program, and we're glad you're listening this morning. I hope you heard our interview with Julie King and others of the National Railroad Hall of Fame. That interview and the one you're about to hear will be online at WGIL.com once we get done with the program today. And I'm very excited. I get to break in another newbie to this program. She is Ellen Larson, the Executive Director of VNA Community Services, who is here with us this morning. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Very glad to have you, for sure. You've been doing this a little while now. Is that right?
Yes. I've been here a little over a year in the executive director position at the VNA, and I'm just thrilled to be there.
Wonderful. So let's start at the beginning then. Talk a little bit about you and what led you to become involved with VNA.
Definitely. I grew up in Galesburg, so I'm really excited to be back in town and working in Galesburg. I found a fabulous community here to be back and in the workforce. The VNA has been a really special place to be because of the fantastic work that they do. I was drawn to the VNA when I came back to town after school, and just absolutely loved the work that they did for seniors and people with disabilities. So I was really drawn to their mission, very empowering and very focused on a strengths perspective for serving the Knox community.
I'm glad to hear you say that you were excited to come back to Galesburg, because people your age, my age, maybe in within that range, we hear all too often that people are, when they leave, they're not coming back, or that they threaten to leave, or things like that. But you really, it sounds like you really found it necessary to come back.
Yes, and I've really found that the Galesburg community has been fantastic in welcoming me back into the community, as well as welcoming other social services. I've found a fantastic support network between other nonprofits in the area, and seeing how the nonprofits work together, and even for-profits too, how we support each other, and that collaboration that Galesburg has really been working on, and how Knox County has been working on that, and seeing that through the VNA with our services and partnering with other people in the community has been a really special experience.
Has that been something you found that has kind of been, I don't know, for lack of a better term, necessary for survival for VNA to be able to partner with some of these other agencies as you look to kind of continually refine the agency's mission?
Oh, definitely. I think that when we all work together, we all do better. And so it's been really exciting to see the community supporting the organization. And I look forward to hopefully supporting other organizations too with our services.
Let's talk a little bit about VNA and maybe its history and things like that. First of all, VNA, which I didn't know, as long as I've been around in this community, I never knew what VNA stood for until just now.
Yes, it stands for the Volunteer Network on Aging.
Okay.
We did have a name change a few years ago. It used to be the Visiting Nurses Association.
I thought that might be the case.
That does cause some confusion. We kept the acronym and changed the name to align with our mission. Now we don't have any nursing staff on our staff. We are social services without a nursing staff, but we kept the acronym and serve seniors and people with disabilities.
Talk to me a little bit about that history then, as it started out as the Visiting Nurses and evolved into what it is today. How long has VNA been around, and maybe talk a little bit about how that's, in more detail, about how that mission has sort of changed over the years.
Yes, so we've been around for 102 years, so an exciting amount of time to be serving Knox County. And our mission is to help seniors maintain their independence and to improve their quality of life, and that has really been an exciting and empowering experience to see that mission statement come into fruition when you see clients and when we see people in the community that are supported and can really live life the way they want to live it, and life that is empowering to them, to offer them their choices and to just be a part of the Galesburg community that we're so proud to be with them in.
So the mission has kind of stayed the same, more or less, while the name has sort of changed over
yes.
the years.
Yes.
Okay, let's go ahead at that point and take our first break, and we'll talk a little bit more about what VNA does, what the needs of our senior community is here in Galesburg, among other things, and we'll continue from there. We're talking with Ellen Larson, Executive Director of VNA Community Services. This is Galesburg Live. Before we take a break, I do want to remind you that our community food drive is starting this hour as we have the big brown UPS trucks at both Hy-Vee locations and at the Galesburg Walmart Supercenter here in town collecting non-perishable items for the Fish Food Pantry now until 4 o'clock this afternoon. We'll hear about the food drive throughout the day. We're also, by the way, at Hilo and Abingdon collecting for the Abingdon Community Food Pantry. So we thank you in advance for your support today, as there's a lot of good things in all kinds of ways going on here in Galesburg today, as we've been talking about this morning on Galesburg Live. Ellen Larson continues with us next as we continue on WGIL. Good morning. This is Galesburg Live on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us on this Saturday morning as our second hour of this morning's program continues. Our guest is Ellen Larson, Executive Director of VNA Community Services based here in Galesburg. Your offices are where, by the way?
Our main office is on 2262 Grand Avenue.
Ah, right. Okay.
Yes.
The one I drive by on my way into work every morning.
Correct.
Perfect.
Yes.
Fantastic. So, and that's where the fitness center is, right?
Yes. We have a beautiful fitness center. Anyone age 55 and older can join. And that's actually our only program that is not donation based. So we're really proud to offer all of our other programs that are at will donations. But our fitness center, to keep with upkeep and maintenance of the equipment, does have a small fee associated with it. But we have a beautiful fitness center. We work with Azer. They come in and help talk through people on all of the equipment and can help set up a workout plan if someone just got out of surgery or someone is really looking for a workout program for them. They can work through them on all the machines that we have. We've got a great array of opportunities there.
That's fantastic. I seem to remember when that got started, or at least when it moved out to Grand Avenue some years ago, and it's I think there was some concern at the time that it might not be able to sustain itself, but it sounds like it's doing pretty well.
It is, yes. We have lots of regulars, and we've had some new people come in to use the facility, which is fantastic because we've got great new equipment and a beautiful space for them to use it and to use the rest of our senior center there, too.
That's fantastic, and I will remind folks about that here before we end the program here this hour, that's for sure. So in terms of the other things or the other needs that you provide or the ways that you help the senior population here in Galesburg, talk a little bit about some of the things that you do and kind of how you look at addressing the needs of the senior community.
Definitely. We are one of our biggest services that we provide and that I am really excited about are our nutrition programs. So we offer home-delivered meals, and then we also offer meals at the VNA site and then two satellite sites as well. So the meals that are provided at our center are Monday through Friday at 11:30, and you can find our menu online. You can find our menu on Facebook, but the food is just absolutely to die for. I end up eating there a lot for lunch, so
hey, there
by
you go.
Choice. So I really do enjoy the meals there and encourage people to come out and eat at our VNA site. But also we have two other sites, one in Abingdon and Victoria, that people can come, 65 and older can come eat at will donation. It's a wonderful meal. You get a fruit, a vegetable, a protein, you know, meat and potatoes kind of a meal, and
yeah.
then always an amazing dessert.
There was teriyaki chicken on the menu yesterday, which just sounds fantastic.
Oh, it's so good.
But, you know, we're talking well before the lunch hour here. So, I'm the minute I have breakfast, I'm ready for lunch. But that's just me. So is that, as I guess the population gets older, are you finding that maybe that seniors are concerned about getting a good meal or getting the nutrition that they need, maybe more than I might think they would be concerned about that?
Definitely. It becomes really important at any age, but definitely when we're aging, to get all the nutrients that we need and to find not only a good balanced diet, but to also eat with community. That's really important. As
I was
going to
say, I imagine the sort of the camaraderie and just hanging out, for lack of a better term, might be just as important as the meal itself, right?
Exactly. And that is what is beautiful about our meal program at the organization, is that it is an opportunity for people to talk to other people, to meet with their friends, to have a cup of coffee before lunch is served, to stay and go to our senior center, or to read a book at our small library that we have. It's just a time for people to spend with each other. It's a space that people can enjoy and then get a wonderful meal.
Do they express concern? Do they express that concern vocally, or is there sort of maybe an unspoken type need between the meals and the other resources and things that you provide?
Sometimes it's spoken. A lot of times it's an unspoken need. We get a lot of people that either don't cook a lot anymore, or find that it's just really hard to cook for one or two people if they're, you know, sure, their kids have moved out, or if they had a death of a partner or a family member. It's hard to just cook for one person when you've been cooking for two, three, four.
Sure.
So it's nice to come to the V&A and then have a full course meal. When at home, it might be easy just to have, some soup or a vegetable, or heat something up in the microwave. So that's a really nice opportunity to come and have a full meal without all the work of preparing it and grocery shopping. It just cuts out a lot of that extra stress for people.
Oh, I can imagine so. And I imagine that just really kind of gets that stress kind of can get worse the older you get, right?
Definitely, definitely.
Let's talk about, as hungry as I am at this moment, but really, when am I not? Let's talk about some of the other things you provide in addition to meals and a place to visit with others for a while. You kind of encompass a lot of the things that that seniors might need that they might not be able to handle themselves at times, right?
Yeah. We another one of our big services is our transportation program.
Okay.
We find that while people want to get out, they don't always have the means to get out. And so we can do in-town transportation for almost anything. Doctor's appointments, a haircut, going to the grocery store, anything that helps people maintain a sense of independence. That's really important. And we strive to be that intermediate service to allow them as much independence as they want, whether or not they still have their license or don't have their license. Or a lot of time in the winter, people don't want to drive.
Yeah.
Icy. And so the V&A is excited to provide that means of transportation. And then we do out-of-town transportation as well for medical appointments.
Great, great. And I just realized when I asked you that very broad question that we have to take another break again. And time is kind of not always on our side here, because we could talk all day about some of these issues we do here on Galesburg Live. So let's take another break now. We're talking with Ellen Larson, Executive Director of V&A Community Services based here in Galesburg. We're going to break for news and weather right now. And when we come back, we'll talk more about what V&A provides. And if you need some of the assistance that they provide, we'll tell you how you can get that as well. Stay tuned. Galesburg Live continues in just a moment on this Saturday morning here at WGIL. Galesburg Live continues on WGIL. Thanks for joining us in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. I'm Will Stevenson. We are talking this hour with Ellen Larson, Executive Director of V&A Community Services based here in Galesburg. While I can never remember that. You know what I'm talking about. The letters stay the same, but the name of the organization has changed over the years. But the mission has stayed the same, helping senior citizens in our community. We were talking about some of those other services you provide. We've talked a little bit about meals and transportation services and things like that. Talk about some of the other things that you provide.
Definitely. Another one of our large services that we offer the community is our home-delivered meals program. And we have a great opportunity right now that we're using a service that can provide meals with many different meal options.
Okay.
So we use Mom's Meals, and they can deliver meals that have gluten-free diets. They can provide meals that have a heart-healthy option, low-sodium option, a pureed diet. And so it really just gives people the opportunity to pick the food that they want, and then to know that they're getting the diet that best serves their needs while in the comfort of their own home.
That's fantastic that you're able to address that in those ways, and able to do that probably pretty easily for you while again providing that help.
Definitely.
So if in terms of that part of it, are there guidelines, or there rules and regs you have to follow, or that a senior who may need those home delivered meals has to follow, that sort of thing?
Yes, we do have a preliminary needs assessment. So anyone over the age of 65, we ask them to call, and we go through a short needs assessment with them, see what their daily activities look like, daily activities of living. And see, once they're through that needs assessment, whether or not they can qualify for that meal. We're funded through guidelines that are set up by the Older Americans Act, so our needs assessment comes from them. But the program is set up to benefit people who may have a difficulty getting outside of their home or cooking a meal. So it serves a lot of homebound seniors, but also people that just need a little extra assistance to stay at home if it keeps them in the comfort of their home if they're not yet ready to move to assisted living. And it just provides that little extra security for them. And then for family members, too. We have a lot of children that call and say, hey, my mom or dad just needs a little extra assistance with nutrition, or they need help cooking at home, or they can't, you know, they're independent otherwise, but this would help them to stay where they want to be. And we're really excited to be able to offer that.
That's fantastic. That sort of assistance, at least helping the families out, I imagine that as difficult as it is for maybe sometimes a senior to maybe say that they need that help, it's probably just as difficult for family members to be able to provide that help. And I imagine sometimes they might not know where to go to try to get answers in terms of providing that care, right?
Definitely, yeah.
When you talk to some of those families and they, you know, they're looking for help, what are their main concerns? How do you talk to them about those concerns?
Yeah, so we have a lot of family members that come to us with concerns about, of course, their physical health. You know, what nutrition requirements they have, or they recently speak to a doctor, if people are losing weight, if they're having other health conditions that are popping up. Family members, of course, are concerned about that. And I recently just was speaking to someone that was eating Mom's Meals that had lost weight over the last few months, and then with our meals had gained about 5 pounds.
Oh, wow.
In just a few weeks. And so it really shows that just having that source of nutrition and that meal there can really provide for their physical health, and then their emotional health too, knowing that they can be healthy and live a full life and not struggle with those health conditions as much.
Yeah, I can imagine that's probably half the battle, right? Just kind of, you know, telling somebody who needs some of that assistance that, hey, everything's going to be all right.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some of those other needs. I know that you provide assistance with things like dealing with Medicare and all the, you know, and pesky paperwork and other areas and things like that, too, right?
Always paperwork. We're really excited. Today is actually the last day of open enrollment for our Medicare prescription drug plan enrollment. And so that open enrollment runs from October 15th to December 7th, so yesterday was the last day of open enrollment, which is we have our caseworker and assistant director, and then multiple wonderful volunteers that meet with clients and look at their prescription drug plans and see if they're on the best plan for them and how we can save them as much money as possible. This year, we saved people over $45,000.
Wow, that's amazing.
In medicines. It's incredible. It's an incredible program.
That said, though, how difficult is it to even navigate that for these people with all the changes that have happened with, you know, Medicare and the Affordable Care Act and things like that over the last number of years?
Definitely.
I imagine it's got to be hard to keep up.
It's a scary program. I went through the training through the senior health insurance program myself, and they give you a big binder. We call it the health insurance Bible.
I'll
for
pass.
Medicare.
Don't want to read that at all. I'm not interested.
But there's a lot of information out there, and so it's really exciting that we do have people that have studied it and know about different programs and options that people can sit down with an expert that has been working with Medicare for a long time to answer people's questions, because it is a tricky program and it's scary because it's, money is a scary thing when you're dealing with medications and money, and you want the best program and the best options for you and to manage your medicine. So it's a really great program to see what really people need for their individual medicines and their individual plans.
What's the biggest, in terms of Medicare then, what's the biggest misconception or what's the biggest point of confusion that people have had trying to navigate this?
Probably just starting. I think
really?
It's a scary process to pick a plan. It's scary to move to a new plan. We see people staying on plans that maybe they're paying a little bit more for that they don't have to, just because they're scared to move to another plan. But we always encourage people to come in every year after they turn 65 to look at their options during open enrollment. And then, just to get in there. And then this year we have new Medicare cards came out. So that's new too. To looking at, is this a scam or is this not? But new Medicare cards came out, and so that can be a source of confusion for people too, with those new cards that now don't have the Social Security number on them. It's all an individual number to protect people's identity.
And so a lot of folks asking, is this for real? Do, you know,
it is for real.
change by and large is, it can be crazy and scary
and
ridiculous at times anyway, and then to have, you know, a different look or a different plan for something that's, you know, especially, you know, when you're at the point in your life where you think you shouldn't have to worry about this stuff anymore, here comes another change, right?
Yeah, and it's definitely a complicated process. So I'll be excited to be able to talk with a representative too when I start thinking about that insurance later in life.
There you go. Unfortunately, now that since the deadline was yesterday, now you can probably sit back and take a breath and
yes,
and wait for whatever new change is going to come down the pike, right?
Right. And open enrollment, of course, is this season, but there's always the 313 rule. So when someone turns 65, they have 3 months before they turn 65, the month of, and 3 months afterwards to enroll in the programs that they want, in addition to open enrollment every year. So
that's not confusing at all.
So for anyone turning 65, they have the opportunity to look at their plans.
Okay. And that's not the only application type process that you help folks with, right?
Not at all. We help with benefit access, or circuit breaker, as a lot of people know about it. So that's the license plate reduction, the reduction on their license plate sticker.
Yeah.
And we also do assistance called Warm Neighbors, Cool Friends, which is a utility assistance program.
Mm-hmm.
And we house another program, CCHN, which is Christian Community Helping Neighbors, which is another rent and utility assistance program that uses our space, which is a really exciting opportunity for assistance.
And that's something that isn't just available to seniors, right?
Correct. Our Warm Neighbors, Cool Friends program and our program through CCHN is for anyone. It's a means-tested program, but it's for anyone of any age.
How does the CCHN work then?
Definitely. They can call. People can call and make an appointment. We encourage people to call as soon as possible because we only have 4 slots a week. So we ask them to call at least a week in advance to get and schedule an appointment. And then we'll ask them to bring proof of like a bill, proof of bills that have been paid and what needs to be paid, and then proof of income.
And that's primarily funded by the local church community,
it is,
correct?
Yeah. We're excited to have that community.
That's fantastic that, as we kind of talked at the beginning, that, again, there are all these different entities that come together when push comes to shove to be able to help in some form or another almost everybody in the community with something.
Definitely. Collaboration has been a really exciting piece of working in the nonprofit world in Galesburg.
Absolutely. Let's take one final break here, and we'll discuss some upcoming things that VNA has and maybe some other of the services that they provide. We're talking with Ellen Larson, Executive Director of VNA Community Services here in Galesburg. This is Galesburg Live on the Saturday morning. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us here at WGIL. Back in a moment. Back with one final segment of Galesburg Live on this Saturday morning at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Glad you've been listening this morning, and we've been glad to have this hour Ellen Larson, Executive Director of VNA Community Services here in Galesburg. I have to say, just as an aside, while we talked a little bit about Ellen and your background at the beginning of the program, you are a darn fine singer.
Why, thank you.
I can't talk enough about, and I don't know why I wasn't involved in this any sooner. I helped Prairie Players Civic Theater here a few weeks back as they did Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, and Ellen was one of the two narrators. And just every time you and the other narrator just started belting out everything in terms of the story of Joseph, I was blown away.
Why, thank you very much.
and you do a lot of that sort of thing here in the community, and in the spare time I'm sure you don't have, right?
Very true. I'm a big fan of the arts.
That's fantastic. And we talked earlier this week on Galesburg's Evening News about the Knox Galesburg Symphony Holiday Pops concert tonight and tomorrow, and you're singing in that too.
I am very excited to be working with the KGS and the Orpheum. They've just been fantastic groups in this community, and I'm very honored to be there.
Well, that your performance in Joseph was, I was blown away by the whole darn thing, but but just sitting up there, just kind of punching the buttons on the lights and seeing everything work was just amazing. And like I said, I don't know why I wasn't involved in that sooner, but you and a whole lot of other people in this community should be commended just for that alone.
Thank you.
Spectacular.
Thank you.
I don't mind flattering you, because I still need you to talk for a few minutes about your day job. Let's kind of move into, let me back up first. How is VNA funded? How are you able to provide all of these things that you do?
Definitely. Our main funder and our parent organization is the Western Illinois Area Agency on Aging.
Ah, yes. Okay.
And through them, we're the community focal point for Knox County. So they provide funding, which is set up through the Older Americans Act, mm-hmm. and then also service standards for each program to make sure that each program is up to the standards set through the Older Americans Act. And then, of course, I have to commend, again, the community of Galesburg. We receive lots of support, both in time and in money, through other community organizations like the United Way of Knox County.
I was just going to say, you are a United Way agency.
And then the Galesburg Community Foundation, and people that have been so gracious to donate to our services independently and through their businesses.
If somebody wanted to give to keep things running at VNA, is there a way they can do that?
Most definitely. They, of course, can send it in the mail, write a check or cash. And soon we'll have a donation button on our Facebook page.
That's great.
Is yet to come, but we'll have that. And we're just happy to see people.
Is there one thing that you need financial support for more than another these days, or just anywhere you can get money flowing?
We definitely are always looking for to support our nutrition programs. It takes a lot of money to purchase raw food materials, especially as food prices change.
Yeah.
We are always looking for means to help support that program. And there's just always a lot of moving pieces that require money. So we're really grateful for the support that we get. And we're excited to use those dollars that support our mission and can go straight back to seniors, whether it's with providing transportation or providing meals or providing counseling. We're really excited to use those dollars to support seniors in the community.
That's fantastic. Let's talk about some of the events and maybe sort of meetings and seminar type things that you have coming up. You do have a few coming up here before too long, right?
Definitely. We have lots of events. We have lots of reoccurring events.
Okay.
Every second and third Thursday, we have bingo at 10:30.
Fantastic.
It's so much fun. And it's perfect because you can come for bingo and stay for lunch. And that's at 10:30 every second and third Thursday. And we're honored to have other organizations come in to call bingo and provide prizes.
That's great.
Yeah. So other nursing homes in the community, we invite them in and they talk to people that come in for bingo. And then we have a monthly program called Eat and Educate, where people can come for lunch and listen to a speaker talk on various programs. We've been excited to have the Knox County Health Department come in and talk to us. This month, it's December 11th, next Tuesday, mm-hmm. and our caseworker, Angie Lee, will be leading yeah. that. So we're excited to have one of our very own talking.
I don't know if I would trust her with that.
So, okay, she's wonderful.
Yeah, well, she also knows who I am, so that's why I said that. I'm kidding.
And, of course, we'll have a holiday Christmas dinner Friday, December 21st, before the holiday weekend. So we'll be having ham and potatoes and a wonderful, wonderful dessert to serve on December 21st.
Fantastic. All right. I don't know why I didn't think of this sooner, but we kind of touched on toward the very beginning. You not only do you help seniors, but you help those with disabilities in that age bracket too. Correct.
Correct. Yes.
Talk a little bit about that and how important that population is, or to be able to help that population.
Yes, it's very important. With the same with our meals program and our transportation program, we truly do hope to offer as much independence to people as possible to help them live the life to their fullest potential. And so we're excited to provide those services for that.
Wonderful. All right. So are we missing anything else that you have coming up, by the way?
I don't think so. We've okay. got a lot going on. Anyone can come in and use our senior center. We have pool tables. We yeah. have coffee, always brewing coffee, so people can come in, and we have groups that come in on their own to play cards in our dining room. So the space is available for people to use for
That's fantastic
for all of that.
And again, the New Age Fitness Center.
Yes, the New Age Fitness Center.
That's fantastic. So let's talk about once again where you are, where you're located, and how folks can get in touch with you if they want to know more information or might need some of the assistance you provide.
Definitely. We're located on 2262 Grand Avenue. We are situated between the Made Right and PZ's Bar and Grill.
So can't miss it.
If you pass PZ's Bar and Grill going to Knoxville, you've gone too far. And you can call us at 342-1152. And, of course, like us on our Facebook page and visit our website. And you can communicate through our Facebook page as well. And, of course, by email if you are interested in emailing us.
The website is?
VolunteerNetworkOnAging.net.
Okay. And we'll link to that when we post this interview as well at WGIL.com for those of you tech savvy that might need a little bit help this time as well. Ellen Larson, Executive Director of VNA Community Services, thank you so much for coming in today. Thanks for all the work that you and VNA do for the community, and I hope you have a great holiday season.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks so much for listening today to Galesburg Live here on WGIL. Today's homeowner follows a check of news next at 9 o'clock, and you'll be hearing about our community food drive as well throughout the day today. We also have Fighting Illini basketball and Silver Streaks girls basketball today. Keep it here on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'll see you Monday night at 5 for Galesburg's Evening News. Have a terrific weekend.